Our next article is called A Very Rare Treasure Indeed, Friendships Deepen Faith and Life. It's written by Robert Blizzard, an assistant to the bishop of the Lower Susquehanna Synod and an editor of Living Lutheran Study Guides. Her mother, having passed away only days earlier, Carolyn Boltz was in deep grief while attending the Sunday service at Trinity Lutheran Church in Riverside, California. While others cheerfully passed the peace, she hung her head and wept. "Suddenly there was a hand on my shoulder," Boltz recalled. She looked up and saw a church member she didn't know very well. Jackie Laterno Wagner handed her some tissues, joined her in the pew, and listened. The encounter led to a joyful friendship. "Thanks to her unexpected act of kindness on that Sunday, I felt the love of Jesus and made a new friend," Boltz said. Boltz was one of many readers who responded to Living Lutheran's call for readers to share stories of friendship and faith. Friends occupy a special place in our lives. Through them, as for Boltz, we often experience God's love, especially in times of deep need. That was the case for Cynthia Laletta, a member of Grace Lutheran Church in Mount Prospect, Illinois, when she went through an especially difficult period of one misfortune after another. She lost her father to a heart attack, and then two beloved pets died. She also faced declining health, car trouble, and the betrayal of people she trusted. "It was almost too much to bear," Laletta said. In her pain, she seemed to forget her faith. But church friends surrounded her with support and love, accompanying her back to wholeness. "The power of God still amazes me," she said. "If I should forget His strength, I have strong spiritual people in my life to guide me back." Friends not only give us love and support in times of trouble, they can also help us find stronger faith when ours is wavering. While a student at Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana during the 1970s, Larry Gajewitz found himself plagued with doubts about his faith. That's when he met a new friend who shared common interests in school, sports, and family, but especially in faith. It dominated their late-night talks. "He bared his soul to me, and I bared mine," Gajewitz said, who grew in faith and wound up joining his friend's congregation, St. Mark Lutheran Church in Evansville, Indiana, where he now serves as a certified lay worship leader. The friendship that led him back to faith has deepened over the decades. "The only thing that has grown more than my friendship with this wonderful friend is my everyday walk with Christ," he said. Church is a great place to develop faith and friendships, but also our Lutheran camps, said Caitlin Rager, a member of Zion Lutheran Church in Hummelstown, Pennsylvania. "Camp is my happy place, my favorite place, and my home," she said. As someone who has experienced depression, Rager knows that sometimes it's difficult to feel God's presence, but she always finds comfort in reaching out to camp friends. "Even in my darkest moments, when I feel everything is falling down around me, I read my affirmations from leadership training camp. I look at goofy pictures of my friends at confirmation camp, and I text my friends that I gained through the work of God bringing us together to enrich our faith," she said. Thinking about long-lasting friendships, Linda Statz, a member of Faith Lutheran Church in Phoenix, recalls the Message translation of Proverbs 18:24. "Friends come and go, but a true friend sticks by you like family." She finds that to be true for a lifelong group of seven girls who grew up in the same small town in Iowa. Now scattered across five states, they stay in touch by email, text, and video conferencing, and gathering once a year. "Faithful, lifelong friends, a very rare treasure indeed," Stat said. And sometimes friends can help us discern what is really important, said Sue Zarnetsky, who was once in the middle of a hectic day when a friend asked if she could visit. Zarnetsky felt torn. I watched the struggle between Martha and Mary sides of my personality, she said. A member of St. Mark Lutheran Church in Springfield, Virginia, although she was very busy, her Mary side prevailed and she invited the friend over. The incident reminded her of how Jesus asked the disciples to journey with him in faith. Beginning my journey that day required me to slow down, said Czarnecki. By slowing down, I was able to hear the Spirit speak and to clearly see my way. Deep friendship even transcends species, for Pat Gerger, a member of Grace Lutheran Church in Macungie, Pennsylvania, pointing out that God, spelled backwards, is dog. He counts his two dogs among his best friends. After all, dogs provide people with companionship, listen to our stories, keep our secrets, and provide us with unconditional love that mirrors God's love for us. And when we lose pets, they teach us about love and coping with death. Just like Jesus walked this earth as God's Son, I'm convinced that God put dogs on this earth for us to have a physical connection with the unconditional love only our Lord can provide, Gergar said.